Alright, welcome back, and seeing that I'm recording this on the same day as I did last week, I remember my hat this time. Good stuff. Alright, so if you have any questions, just drop them in the comments to one of these Ask Uncle Lee videos, and I will add it to the list. Okay, so let's get into the questions, but first the intro. Welcome to my channel. You are entering the world of magic and mysticism with your host, Lee W. Johnson. Keep the lights on and help improve the channel by becoming a supporter for just $2.99 per month. Hit the join button. Okay, question number one, at Mind Is All. Hi, Uncle Lee. Hello. Great video, per usual. Was hoping you could answer a question for me. How can I increase my time in meditation and trance work? I seem to get restless after 30 minutes and find myself drifting back, focusing on time. Any help would be much appreciated. Thank you for all that you do. Well, first of all, well done for even getting to 30 minutes meditation time. For a lot of people nowadays, that is extremely difficult. And I think the same is going to apply whether you can only manage this for 10 minutes or 30 minutes, is that, you know, we live in a society where we have to keep going, we have to keep moving, we have to keep be doing something. So sitting still becomes extremely difficult because it's programmed into us that we're not allowed to sit still. We have to keep constantly producing, constantly creating, constantly, you know, actually doing something active. We're not allowed to sit down and just rest and relax and daydream and all the other stuff. It's something that I really, really, really do battle with. I actually had a... Sorry, Mum, I'm going to mention you. I actually had a mother who would, like, bang on my door. This is when I was a teenager. Would bang on my door and open it like quite violently and dramatically and go, "What are you doing lying around in bed? Get up, the sun's up." You know, and you, used to be every single day almost when I was a teenager. If I was lying in bed and not doing anything, it would be, "Get up, the sun's shining. You know, get active, do something, get outside." So I had that kind of programming where I've got to keep doing something. So for me to actually sit down and just relax and just daydream, still very, very, it's extremely difficult for me. But how can you increase it? One thing you can try is coming back to mini goals. If you're at 30 minutes, or let's say come back to 25 minutes, because if you're battling at 30 minutes, 25 is going to be easy for you. Come back to 25, and then what you can do is each week add a minute on, because a minute isn't really noticeable, it's not really that long, and over a period of a week that becomes, you know, almost unnoticeable. So you do 26 minutes for a week, and then the next week you do 27 minutes, and then you do 28 minutes. And this is going to take a long time, obviously, to get over. I mean, this is 5 weeks, that's a month and a week basically, just to add those 5 minutes on back to the 30 minutes. But then you take another 5 weeks and you're 35 minutes, etc., etc., etc. So each week just add a minute on, and it takes a period of time. But it's such a small increment of time compared to the previous, you know, 25 minutes or whatever, and over a week long period. You could even, if that's even difficult, add a minute on a month, you know. And if you're doing this every day for the rest of your life, you'll get there eventually. And I think that's part of the problem, is that we feel we have to get there now. You know, we don't think in terms of, okay, I'm older, I'm 52, I think. I think I'm 53 this year. I always forget my age. But even there, I mean, if I live to 80, and let's say I'm 50 now, that's 30 years. So even if I were to add, I would to take my practice out, just for argument's sake, I'm doing 15-minute meditation. And I had to add a minute on every month for the next 30 years. That's a lot of time, okay? But we feel that we have to get it done now. You know, everything has to be done now, instantly. You know, you don't have time. Time is an illusion. There's no such thing as time. But time, we shouldn't allow ourselves to fall into this illusion that we have a lot of time. We don't. We've got to do everything now. And this is kind of the impression, the mentality, and the programming that we have in us. And it gets reinforced every single day with news and social media and everything else. We have to get everything done now, as quickly as possible. We incorporate tools into our lives to try and make things efficient and quick, and so that we can get everything done as quickly as possible. And quite often, there's nothing wrong with that. They can be quite beneficial. But in certain circumstances, we have to take the time. And especially with meditation and doing trance work and things like that, we have to take the time. Otherwise, we're really just half-baiting it at the end of the day. So, you know, try and change that mindset of you have to get it done now. And at the same time, try and create these mini goals to increase that time over a long period of time. Now, the other thing to mention here is if you are completely and utterly still, you'll usually find this when you're lying down on your back and you're not moving. I have it every single time, and there is a way to overcome this. I was taught quite recently, actually. So I'm going to take that example. You're lying down on your back. This is like a position I would take if I'm going to practice astral projection, for instance. And your hands are by your sides, okay? And you're not moving. You're not moving a single muscle. You are making sure that nothing twitches. You're not, like, moving your hands around. You're not shaking your leg. You're not moving any muscles at all, okay? You're just lying there and just breathing slowly. Right. After 20 minutes, your brain forces you to move because it feels that there's something wrong because you have not moved, and it needs to check you're not dead. So it will start to create irritations in your muscles and in your nervous system, and this then forces you to move so that your brain knows you're not dead, okay? To overcome this, what you can do is put something heavy, like a heavy pillow, over your belly, and this creates comfort. So, interestingly enough, if we have it going to, like, Carlos Castaneda's works, one of the things that Don Juan recommends, if Castaneda feels like he's being attacked by an entity or a spirit or some kind of energy, is to take a rock and put it over the belly, and it protects you. It creates comfort, and also reaffirms, reassures the mind, the brain, that everything's okay. So if you are, I do understand what you're saying. It's that thing of you get irritated and you start thinking about how much time you've been doing this for. What I also experience sometimes is I set a timer. If I set a timer to do a meditation, I kind of start thinking to myself, did I press the start button on the timer? Did I set it for 30 minutes and I've been sitting here for an hour and I didn't even know it? I need to check. And it's just that thing of I have to check. I can't stop it. I've got to go and check. And then it obviously breaks the meditation. So there's that, you know, coming back to the time aspect. But at the same time, if you are experiencing irritation within the muscles and the nervous system to force you to actually move, then maybe place something over the belly. You can use your hands in a mudra, for instance, over the belly. But or hold a rock, hold something over your belly so that you have, that reinforces that comfort. Anyway, so that might be something worthwhile mentioning. See if it helps or not. Okay, I think that covers that one anyway. Let's go on to the next question. Mr. Mutt Mutt, hey Uncle Lee, what is your take on a black cat crossing the street from left to right? Read many different takes on it. Unfortunately, I'm not a superstitious person, so this isn't really something I can answer, but you asked it on the Uncle Lee, Ask Uncle Lee, so I thought I'd add it anyway, but sorry, don't really have any opinion on that one. Okay. Now I can't go back. There we go. Okay, next question. At John Clark, 1079. Hi Lee, love your content. Thank you very much. I've been watching your videos on the spirits of the Goetia and beyond, and I found it to be excellent. Sorry if you've covered this before, but what are some ways to naturally grow one's natural psychic abilities? I'm looking for ways to boost my connection to my third eye and see more clearly. Any resources you can recommend? I would recommend, firstly, obviously, meditation. Secondly, I would recommend yoga. Raja yoga. Kundalini yoga. And when I say Kundalini yoga, you know, we're not talking about shooting this serpent spirit through the spine into the head and exploding out. Well, we are, but in a progressive manner, not in this kind of, I can do it in a week. If you go and have a look for a book by Swami Satchinanda, Satchinanda Saraswati, yes. It's called Kundalini Tantra. This is the Swami from the Bihar school, yoga school. But the book's called Kundalini Tantra. That's an excellent source. Now, he does recommend, obviously, in there going, I've mentioned this before when I was talking about Kundalini yoga itself. The reason I like his approach in his book, apart from the fact that he is Hindu, he is a yogi, but he approaches all of these topics from a Western scientific perspective and does comparisons, which is fantastic. But the approach he takes to actually raising Kundalini, raising the energy, creating or developing all of the siddhis, the psychic abilities, and magical powers and things like that, is he starts with the third eye. And the reason for this, he explains later when you get to the sacral, was it the sacral? Yes, it was a sacral chakra. As you start with the third eye, then you go down to the root and then you go into the sacral. When you get to the sacral, this can often bring up a lot of sexual guilt and sexual tension. And some people find it very difficult to get past that. If, however, you have worked with the third eye, the Ajna chakra, and you've opened that chakra, you are usually bring yourself into a state where you are the observer. And therefore, when you get to these difficulties, going through, you know, raising the energy up, and you get to that sort of barrier, you can observe what's going on rather than participating. And through that observation, you can understand where the guilt came from. You can overcome it. All right. So that's the approach he takes. A lot of other people will just go straight to the root chakra because that's the base and that's where you start from. That's number one. That's your starting position. And then they start raising up from there. But I like his approach of actually opening that third eye. Get hold of the book. The practices in there are amazing, like, are brilliant. I definitely recommend them, specifically if you are aiming to open or connect with your third eye and boost those psychic abilities. But remember, at the same time, when we're talking about psychic senses, when we talk about the sight and seeing with a capital S, We are talking about experiencing things with our entire being, with all of our psychic senses. It's just you'll find that one person's sense of hearing is more developed than their psychic sense of smell or touch or sight, as in eyes, the visual aspect. But it's not, when we're talking about the sight, it's not just the visual aspect that we're talking about. It's the whole being, the whole body, the whole, all the senses. Okay. So I definitely recommend that book for that particular thing. I'm actually going to, if you go to my Amazon page, I'm going to create a folder for, I'm not sure what I'll call it, maybe Eastern practices. It's a very broad topic. Yoga, maybe. I don't know. You'll find something in there. And I'll put the book in there, Kundalini Tantra. all right. So let's do one more because I've only done 16 minutes today. Okay. RCBM. Hi, Lee, I have a question. There are some guys out there. One of them is J.S. Garrett, I think, and the other is The Alchemist, if I'm correct, who are promoting a thing called radionics. Basically, they have these radionics machines, etc., that they claim can supercharge your spells, etc. I was wondering if you know anything about this. Do you think it's true or it's just BS? I definitely don't think it's BS. People have been doing this for a long, 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 long time. Very long time. The first time I came across this was probably 20 years ago. Up front with Brother Moloch, who had, as far as I remember, I tried checking for his website. When I saw your question originally, I was going to, I think I did reply to it in the comments. And I wanted to send you to Brother Moloch's website, but it seems to be down. It's been going for like God knows how many years. But he did write a short book on radionics. But yeah, it's not something I've really experimented with myself. I have wanted to. Unfortunately, I don't have the resources available for a lot of the stuff. And in some cases, the technical know-how of to put these machines together. I'd rather build a machine than actually just go and purchase one. And they're bloody expensive to go and purchase. So, yeah, that's out of the question for me as well. But it is something I would like to experiment with myself. I did try years and years and years back when I first came across radionics. I did try something very, it was very crude. And I didn't really experiment with it that much to give it a good go, really. But it was a very crude type of thing. I did reread something recently in Rufus Opus's book about the Goetia. I'm working with the Goetia spirits. It was one of his articles he put into the book, actually, and it was about a Boon radio. Boon being the spirit Boon. He actually sort of adapted radionics technologies and made a radio in order to contact the spirit. So that's something I also want to experiment with if I ever get the time. But yeah, radionics is a fascinating area. If you're interested in it, I would definitely explore it. It's not BS. There's definitely something to it. I mean, if you consider everything is energy, and I'm always talking about frequency and bringing yourself into resonance with particular energies in order to resonate at that energy so that you can accomplish a goal. It's really what this is about. This is about working with frequencies and radio waves and, you know, all of these energies that we can connect with to achieve particular things. And if you consider that when you're doing a spell work, you are raising energy, okay? We speak about raising the coin of power and all such terms. So what we're doing is we are, it depends how we're going to view how energy actually flows and moves in and or increases or something like this. There's way, different ways we can explain this. I'm not going to get into that now. If you are to consider raising energy for a spell working, if you have a tool which can help you to increase that even further and contain it and then release it, use it. Go for it. And radionics, that's one of the main reasons or the main purposes behind radionics, is to increase that energy for spell working. There's other things you can use radionics for. I know it, some of it seems a little bit silly here and there. For instance, something to do with healing where you've got two copper plates and you've got everything connected to these frequency dials and whatnot, and you put a person's picture between the copper plates and just leave it and that's it. It works though. I've seen testimonials and I've actually seen people, I haven't experienced it myself obviously, I haven't experimented with it enough, but I have seen people talk about it from a very, very positive perspective. So who knows? Maybe it works. It's probably no different to a person sitting down with a photo of a person and putting their hands over the photo and doing healing, distance healing. It's really the same principle. It's just that you are building a tool which kind of connects two particular currents and frequencies through copper plates. So definitely worth experimenting with. I would say go for it. If you're interested. Okay, I'm going to leave it there for this week and we'll do more questions next week. And have a good one for now. Bye bye. Cheers.